Most people know Padre Pio's deep love for the Virgin Mary, but few know that he had a particular devotion to Our Lady of Lourdes, the Immaculate Conception, and that he believed he had visited Lourdes without ever leaving his convent. Anyone who entered Padre Pio's cell could see this devotion immediately. Above his desk hung an image of Saint Bernadette kneeling before Our Lady of Lourdes. At one point, one of his spiritual daughters, Rafaelina Cerase, asked whether she should make a pilgrimage to Lourdes. Padre Pio encouraged her to go, but then made a touching confession. "I have longed for this visit for many years," he wrote, "but I know it will always remain a pious wish." And yet, his wish was granted, just not in the way anyone expected. As recounted by Severio Gaeta, Padre Pio later explained that he once dreamed he was in Lourdes. When he described the place in detail to someone who had been there, they told him it was exactly as he described. Years later, during his final months on Earth, a fellow friar jokingly invited the elderly Padre Pio to join him on a pilgrimage to Lourdes. "Don't you want to visit Our Lady with me? You're already old and have never traveled anywhere." To his surprise, Padre Pio replied, "I have been there many times." The friar, confused, said, "What are you saying? You've never left the convent. Now you're telling lies." Padre Pio calmly answered, "No, no. Lourdes isn't reached only by train or car. It can be reached in other ways too." For Padre Pio, geographical distance was no barrier. But his devotion wasn't about pilgrimages. It was about living Mary's message. When asked why the rosary was his constant prayer, he explained, "If the Immaculate Virgin in Lourdes, and even more, the Immaculate Heart in Fatima, insisted on the recitation of the rosary, does that not mean it has exceptional value for us and our times?" Padre Pio lived that answer every single day. So as we honor Our Lady of Lourdes today, let us remember that her request at Lourdes and Fatima were more than invitations. They were urgent calls to action, asking for prayer and penance for the conversion of sinners. Wishing you all a blessed feast day, and may Our Lady of Lourdes and Padre Pio pray for us always. And if stories like this help deepen your faith, subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio.